I kind of feel like that's where I'm at though. It's like
Good, good.
there's a part of me now where it's like I literally don't need to do anything. I don't need to put in any effort at all. Like if I'm sitting in this room, it takes no effort to be conscious of what's going on around me, to listen to you for thoughts to come in. I feel like I'm in that place of absolutely no effort whatsoever. Even if I perceive effort, I know that is effortlessly perceived, if that makes sense. But my mind is, I can see it seek, 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 seek. It's even looking for stuff
Yeah,
all the
that's the
time.
nature of it. That, yeah, that's the nature of it, because it's dualistic. See, the question that what I was trying to reveal to you a moment ago was that in the absence of mind, duality ceases. There is no duality. The only place duality arises is as thoughts. Thoughts, absolutely, thoughts say, I'm here and you're there, Oliver. That's two. You couldn't get a more dualistic statement than that. I'm here and you are there, says thoughts. But in the absence of thoughts, what's the experience? Is there a you or a me or a here or a there in the absence of thoughts? Is there one? Is there two? Is there division in the absence of thoughts?
No.
No. So it's thoughts that create the seeming duality. The duality seeming, because in the absence of thoughts, the duality ceases. But you do not cease to exist in the absence of thoughts. But the Oliver character in the absence of thoughts is gone, disappears completely, absolutely gone. You don't fall off the chair dead.
No, I mean, I do. I play that game with myself, where I can see myself seeking the whole time, and I think I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch that seeking because I know that seeking can't continue forever. It'll get distracted and then start thinking about something else, and I'm going to notice the moment it stops seeking, and then I know that I'm the real one, and that's not the real one. I know there's still duality, but
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Yeah. Look. Where we get stuck is not understanding the power of thoughts, not understanding the power of duality, even though duality is limited. Dual is limited. Can I go so far with it? It expects a beginning and an end. Duality can't fathom no beginning and no end. What the fuck? What are you talking about? No beginning, no end. Huh? Like it has a lot of difficulty with that. Yeah. Especially if you start asking people, do they believe in God? And they say, well, who created God? And who created the God that created the God? And then who created the previous God that created the prior God and the previous God and the yeah? Like it's just
I watched another one of your videos a while back. I can't remember what guy it was, but you were saying that one of the final moments for you was when you started noticing the character, and you kind of were just really looking around it. What did you? I'm just wondering if that relates to my experience at all. What did you mean by that?
No, it's look, if you're talking about the final straw, yeah. Oh, like the final straw, it's different for everybody. It's not the same final straw. It's not. Well, for me, what occurred was, and this final straw that occurred for me might have already occurred for you, might not be your final straw, but for me, it was the final straw. And it was simply, how is it with such a profound understanding of non-duality that in the final analysis, it still feels like me is here. What the fuck is going on? When I know logically and rationally, there can't be a me here. Yet, in the final analysis, it still feels like there's a me here. Now, I must have said that to myself 100 times. That exact same statement, 100 times, at least 100 times. And the last time I said it, I heard something that I'd never heard the previous 99 times that I said it. And there was a simple word in there that I kept missing. And the word that I kept missing in there was feels. How is it, with such a profound understanding of non-duality, in the final analysis, it still feels like there's a personal character here? Personal character can't feel, and you can't feel a personal character. Just went, what did I just say? Holy shit. And that's all it took. I had a whole lot of other realizations, of course. And others might have already had that realization. Of course, the me character can't feel.
I find it interesting, the identification, because if I feel something, if I was to feel this cup, I don't identify with the cup. But if I feel my sense of Oliver, then somehow something's different about that, that I'm identifying with that feeling.
What does a cup feel like?
At the moment, quite warm. Nice.
Are you experiencing the cup, or you're experiencing sensation?
Sensation,
Right, so you're not experiencing the cup at all. At all. Yet we believe we're experiencing the cup. You're not experiencing the cup. What you're experiencing is your sense of touch. You're experiencing the sense. That's what you're experiencing,
The person,
but mine says I'm
yeah.
experiencing the cup.
Is that the same then with because I there's a sensation of a person, but it that's the same, isn't it? So there's a sensation of the person. I think I'm experiencing the person, but it's the same as I think I'm experiencing the cup, and I'm not. I'm just experiencing a sensation. So I'm experiencing the sensation of Ollie, but the Ollie bit is like the cup. I'm not really experiencing Ollie. I'm just experiencing sensation, which my mind is creating into, well, that must be Ollie.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, is there a sensation? Yes. Is it Oliver experiencing that sensation? No. Yet we believe it is. We totally believe it is. The Oliver character can't experience a sensation. The Oliver character is the same as an animated Daffy Duck character that I'm now arguing with. And Daffy Duck is trying to convince me that it's real. And it's saying, look, I've got a beak and I've got arms and I've got legs. And of course I'm real. And Daffy Duck's arguing with me. And I'm saying to Daffy Duck, listen, Daffy, I know you think you're real. Yeah? But the reality is this, you're being spoken. You're not even the speaker. And I'm trying to convince Daffy Duck of that. And Daffy Duck's still arguing with me, telling me, no, of course I'm the speaker. I'm the doer. Look, I'm waving my arms at you. Yeah? As a human being, we believe the character, the personal character, is the speaker. We also believe that the personal character is the thinker. Neither of those two statements are true.
Yeah,
Neither.
I can attest to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's, so, look, just for you, something happens around the age of, 18 months, 2 years of age, two and a half, somewhere around that age, when we start to learn language. And as soon as we start to learn language, a me character starts to come into reality, seemingly so. Yeah. The me character gets born. It wasn't born at birth. There was no me character at birth. Yeah. Somewhere around the age of 18 months, 2 years of age, mind or thoughts, due to our conditioning around us, mind or thoughts starts making claims like, I am here, my name is Terry, and I see, hear, taste, touch, smell, and I feel, and I'm conscious and I'm aware. Says this. Then this gets added to, thoughts get added to over the years, and the me character develops, depending on what culture you're born into, what country you're born into, what language, blah, blah, blah. The me character gets created by thoughts. That's why when you experience amnesia, your personal self is gone. Why? Because your personal self is nothing but thoughts. 100%. Like 100% dependent on thoughts to be a personal character, memory to be a personal character. And in the absence of thoughts or in the absence of memory, the personal character disappears. It's not there.